Well, hello there and welcome to your show. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani. And the show team is in place, and we're looking forward to having you join us today. We know you're going to want to join us because, Debbie, we're going to be praying with the Take Two family today.
We've been doing this for a couple years. At twice a month, at the beginning of the month and the middle of the month, we dedicate it all to prayer shows. So here's how it works. The phone lines are open right now. It's whom or what are you praying for? And please leave your prayer intentions, prayer requests with us. We do like to pray by first name, so if you feel comfortable, then give us the first name. If you feel comfortable, we'll put it in the prayer book. I do have the prayer book out, so I just wanted to make sure everyone knows that. So when you call in, Matt's on the phones answering calls today. Michael, our producer, it's his birthday today.
Yay.
He's working the controls today. I love that. And it's his birthday, so happy birthday, Michael. Pedro's on social media, and Jerry, I've waved to everybody on social media. And then we want to hear from you. So if you have something you want to ask God for, you want to storm heaven, we want to join you in that. And we keep the prayer book and we believe in the power of prayer. Now, if you have a praise report, please share that today too. We go very fast. We take a lot of calls. We get everybody in the prayer book by way of the social media, or you can email us take2@ewtn.com. You can also go on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. We'll pick it up there, or our website, take2show.com. There's a prayer wall there. Or call us at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And you don't have to be Catholic to call in. So if you have something to pray for, we want to join you.
You'll be among the first to get in right now and get your prayers over the airwaves on a global basis, and that is a good thing. There is always strength and power in more people praying for us and for our intentions. So what can we pray for you today at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. A lot of health needs, I know, because I took a lot of prayer intentions with me on the pilgrimage I made over Thanksgiving break to the Oratory of St. Joseph. A lot of people suffering from ill health, so we know that you might be experiencing that yourself or know someone who is. A lot of relationships that need to be mended, perhaps, restructured, if you will. Mm-hmm. Job issues, family relationship, stuff going on with your kids. So whatever you would like to pray about, now is the time for you to call in. Just a couple of open phone lines remain, and there they go. So it is busy, but you will get in, and you'll be in our waiting room, if you will. So keep the calls coming. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
We also like to enlist the angels and the saints as we are praying for all of our needs and all of our desires and all of our wants. And we today especially will go to Saint Francis Xavier, great saint. So let's think about that. Let's bring in the angels and saints, because the Church Triumphant, they want us to be able to move along this spiritual path in a confident, joy-filled way, and also that it makes sense, right? It has purpose. God has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us, and we go through a lot of things. Like Jerry brought up, a lot of family situations. It's the holiday season. There's always family things that spring up, and we are here to pray to God, and also we ask our guardian angels to really help us out during this time when we are having these interactions with people we love. So let's really storm heaven together, join together as the mystical body of Christ. Jerry and I cannot stress this enough. It is so important. We've seen the miracles come out of these prayers, guys. We've seen it. So let's keep going. Obviously, we've got God's attention. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, if you listen to the show very often at all, you know we love first-time callers, and we have one. Stacy in the state of Washington is a first-time caller. Stacy, we're so glad you joined us and are listening on Sirius XM 130. What could we pray for, Stacy?
For my son, James, he, as a young boy, he was just very, very, very close to God. And middle school, he kind of walked away, and he's kind of getting further and further, and he almost is like annoyed when I even say I'm going to pray for him or anything. And so he's got a family now, and we're kind of at odds. His wife isn't very, anyway, And I just really just pray that God will just bring him home and just give him the peace to love and to be at peace, because he's just struggling with so many things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Debbie, how often do we hear this, you know, parents calling in concerned about their kids who have moved away from the faith? Stacy, here's the good news. You said he was close to God at one time. You, as a family,
yeah, when
you did.
When he was little, he was,
Yeah, no. And that's the good news, Stacy. Mm-hmm. Seeds, you planted the seeds. They've been watered. They're not going to, you know, they don't get completely, you know, obliterated. You know, sometimes we go in a little bit of a different direction. I did that myself. So many of us have done that, you know, and it was in my 20s when God kind of tapped me on the shoulder and brought me back. And so, Debbie, I think Stacy can obviously be concerned and pray, and we'll all pray, but also be hopeful and optimistic.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So he was baptized in the Catholic Church, Stacy?
Yeah, we actually were both baptized together. I was a Protestant, and he was a baby. He was a Protestant, and then we were both baptized, and he was
Okay, so then he has that indelible mark. He has that mark. Jesus knows him, okay? And Jesus is not going to let him go. So what we pray for is, I say we go to his guardian angel. So Stacy, you're his mom. Go, you ask your guardian angel to go to his guardian angel to start, you know, tapping on his shoulder a little harder, that he starts to look towards God again, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for this, for your show. Thank you for your prayers.
Oh, you're
absolutely
welcome, Stacy, yeah. The whole Global Take Two family will be praying for James and for you and for all of our listeners and intentions. And we're going to get to more of them in a moment. Claudette and Sherry and Debbie. And we'll have one line open that Stacy was on there. We're praying today. Just consider this your monthly. Well, we do prayer shows twice a month. Just consider it your on-air kind of gathering. We're sort of sitting around in the living room, and we all let our prayer intentions be known to one another. And then we lift them all up before the Lord. And God is mighty. He is powerful. God will hear and answer our prayers. So,
absolutely.
Please, yeah, go ahead, Deb.
I was just going to say, I forgot to say welcome home to Stacy, because she said she was a Protestant and came into Holy Mother Church. So how beautiful is that? Welcome home, Stacy. And we're praying for James to come back into the fold, and how beautiful that's going to be when that reunion happens in the church. Okay, that's Jerry. I'm so sorry. I just want to give the number again just to make sure we can fill up the second set of calls at 833-288-EWTN. Call us. It's Humor. What are you praying for?
To a great start in our Whom or What Are You Praying For program here on EWTN. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Once at the beginning of the month and around the beginning of the month, and once around the middle of the month, we open up the phone lines and have an on-air prayer meeting. So we'll continue with your intentions. Just have to mention quickly first that the EWTN Pro-Life Pulse is your weekly recap of the top pro-life headlines moving our nation and world that the mainstream media missed. You can visit EWTNnews.com/pro-life and sign up today and stay connected. That's the EWTN Pro-Life Pulse.
Okay, we're going to Claudette next in North Carolina, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Claudette. Welcome to Take Two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank
Claudette.
You
How
for you? Taking my call.
Sure.
I'm praying for my grandson, Quincy. He's 20, but we haven't heard from him in over a year. Mm. And we're just concerned about him. His father's into this odd religion. I don't know what it is, but I think he's brought him to his side, even though he was came into the church at 12 years old. So prayers for him that we can hear from him.
Okay. You mentioned his father might be into some sort of religion. I think you said that he might have brought Quincy into. Have you heard from his father? You actually haven't heard from Quincy.
No,
have you heard?
They cut off all communication. I haven't been able to reach them. Mm. They cut it off almost a year ago, so we have no idea where he is.
Well, without knowing anything about the religious leanings of his father and perhaps now Quincy, we're not able to really comment on that, except just to say that it is possible. We don't know, again, we don't know the details, but it's possible that there are some faiths and religions that encourage family members to cut off communications from all of their other family members unless they, too, sort of join that religion. So that may be what's going on. We'll certainly pray, especially for his whereabouts, Claudette, and for his dad as well. Debbie, I don't know if you've got a thought for Claudette, but
no, Claudette, I'm definitely going again to the guardian angels. So make sure you ask your guardian angel to go to Quincy's guardian angel to just protect him and keep him safe, whatever situation he's in. But this no contact thing that's happening a lot in families, and it's happening all over the world, Claudette. That's what prompted us at our coaching outreach ministry, Stand Tall, to start Family Matters with Dr. David Anders, because we've been seeing this come in nonstop. It's really tragic what's happening in families, and so we're going to try to do our little part to help it. So, but Claudette, I will definitely make sure Quincy gets in the book there, for especially for the families that are praying for families to be reunited and have contact. That's got to be very painful for you, and so we want to pray for you as well to stay strong.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. And the more prayers, hopefully, will bring results of us hearing from him at least, and that he's safe.
Yeah, that's the most important thing we'll pray for, is his safety and his father's safety as well. Okay, Claudette, prayers are going up. Thank you for joining us from North Carolina. We greatly appreciate hearing from you. Take two with Jerry and Debbie. And Debbie, we're going to go to Montana next. Debbie is listening on Real Presence Radio. Hello, Debbie. How can we pray with you today?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller, so it's kind of nice to have some, this worldwide prayer for my intention. And I just want to pray for my brother, Mike, who had a pretty serious back surgery on Monday, and he's recovering with these big screws in his back. Also for his spiritual healing. He's in a same-sex marriage. He's a really good guy, but I would love to see him somehow get involved with Courage or something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's my prayer for today.
Okay, well, we put Mike in the prayer book for sure. And Debbie, it's so interesting. My name is Debbie as well. I have a brother named Mike as well. So I feel even closer to you. So I will definitely be praying for Mike and the recovery for the back surgery. And like you said, the spiritual healing with whatever life situation he is working through. Let's pray that he lives in truth, And that's what we're all called to do, is to live in truth. And Debbie, you want the highest and best thing for Mike. And that's a beautiful sister's prayer. And I think God hears our prayers of when we love our siblings and our family members, and we want the best for them. So we're going to really take confidence in that, Debbie. And we put Mike in the prayer book, and you as well. Okay.
Thank you so much. Love listening to your program.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. You're very sweet. And don't be a stranger. You're only a first-time caller once here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So lots of prayers going up for, as Debbie said, for Mike and you and your whole family. We appreciate you listening and calling in today. It's Whom or What Are You Praying For at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Sherry is next, listening on the EWTN app in Texas. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I too am a first-time caller.
Oh, good deal.
Oh, thank you. Go right ahead.
I'm asking for prayers for my niece. She's 8 months pregnant with the first boy in the family. They have a little girl that's two, and just this morning, about an hour ago, my sister called and said she was taken to the ER. That she was displaying signs of a stroke. And so they're going to be doing an MRI. And right now the baby is really big, but, his lungs still need to be developed. And it's just really very scary. But, I've reached out to our Blessed Mother to send the graces that she has from her son. To care for both my niece, the baby, and the hands of the doctors that are working on her. So I just wanted to engage the additional prayers of the Take Two family to help in this intention.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, indeed, Sherry. God, we're gonna storm heaven to the God that we know is the author, the giver of all life. And he has, of course, given your niece life and this beautiful, precious child that she is carrying right now, just as you said, about a month away from delivery. And we're just really going to come against any attempts by the evil one to disrupt this pregnancy or to, you know, to cause any especially serious problems, things like a stroke and so forth. And so we'll be praying. And, you know, you went to the right, you know, went to the right one, our Blessed Mother, you know, she is going to be very powerful in helping you, Sherry. And also remember St. Gerard and St. Gianna Mola, you know, who had a difficult pregnancy and actually...
And Padre Pio. He always shows up at hospitals. Yeah, Padre Pio.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Is she Catholic, Sherry? Is she Catholic?
She was born and raised Catholic, but has drifted away. And so that's another thing.
Okay.
You know, kind of like the previous caller, she's really good people, very family-centered. They're just missing that one piece. And
okay, you stand in for them. You stand in as the aunt. You stand in, and that's what we do. And God respects that when family comes together and sticks up and stands up for each other. So it counts, Sherry. It really does. And so we're going to take this seriously. But if you can remember to do this, please call us back when we can praise God that this baby boy is born and your niece is doing well and everybody's just enjoying this new, I think you said the first boy in the family, right? Oh, okay. So please call us back. Okay. You know, my son was born 3 weeks early. And it was a similar situation, not with the stroke seriousness, but it was a similar situation. And the good news is I at least feel a little bit better that she's in the hospital and they're caring for her immediately. So
yeah.
That's good. So and we're also going to pray for the doctors attending to her as well, Sherry. So please call us back when we can praise God.
I will. Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sherry. Oh, good. A lot of things to pray for here. We know God is on the job and he's hearing our prayers. It's whom or what are you praying for today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Christina will be up next in Morris, Illinois, listening on WSFI. Hello, Christina. You there,
Hello,
Christina?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well. We're so glad that you're listening and that you called in.
Thank you. I would like to pray for my fiancé's conversion. He was baptized Catholic, but has fallen away from the Catholic Church, and we're entirely different. My faith means everything to me. And my mom used to say, maybe I'm the light, you know, to help with his conversion and planting seeds. We've been together 10 years, engaged 5. And I'm really having a hard time with going through with the marriage if he, you know, doesn't have that faith. So I want to pray for his conversion, or if it's God's will that this isn't for, he's not the one for me, that I have the strength to walk away.
Wow. Christina, Jerry, if you don't mind, can I go first
no,
on this
yeah.
one? Yeah, because this is really hits close to home for me. Christina, you have a certain instinct about this. It's obvious. Even though your beautiful mother, even though your beautiful mother said you could be the light and really could help him, it seems like you've been in this relationship for a long time. I want to just share something. You're very spiritual. You're very connected to God. You said your faith means everything, which means you're Catholic, correct? You're Catholic?
Very much so, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I just want to be clear for everybody. I think I heard that. I wanted to be clear. Okay, so your guardian angel is very active in your spiritual life. So those promptings that you're getting, or those feelings of going in a certain direction or not to move forward or this or that, okay, you have to really take that deep into if it's coming from the Holy Spirit through your guardian angel to you. I think you really got to look seriously in that direction, because when I have talked to a lot of people who have had failed marriages, okay, they have said that the flags and the instincts were there. They were there. They saw them. They just didn't have the courage to take that next step. If this is of God, okay, God will bring you two together and keep you together. If it's not of God, then you're right. To have that strength to make that next step and trust in God that you're doing the right thing for your spiritual health and for His. Because it's not always that a spouse can bring that light into the marriage. It doesn't always work out that way because some people have hardened hearts and they're not willing to change, and you can't infringe on their will. And God doesn't do that. So I mean, it is true we're supposed to be light in the world. Absolutely. It is true we're supposed to inspire and evangelize. Absolutely. But when you see certain things that are red flags, you really have to take that to prayer. And I would also have a couple, not one, but a couple spiritual directors around you, including your mom, who it sounds like you trust, and that's wonderful. But have a couple people around you to make the best decision and to give and to support you in whatever you decide. I want to hear your comments first, and then Jerry has, I'm sure, more profound things to say. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, pardon me if I get emotional. My mom passed away.
Aww.
So I think, sorry, I'm going to be emotional.
That's okay.
I think that has also caused me to stay with him because it's comfort and
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
it's what I know. Yeah. That's why I've been having a hard time with getting the strength to walk away.
I got it. But Christina, why don't you do this? You've got time. Give yourself time to kind of pull back and really get yourself stronger and go through. It sounds like you're still grieving your mom's loss. And I think we always do when our mothers go, because it's so hard on all of us. And we will pray as well that the angels and saints surround you and give you the clarity you need to make those next steps, whatever it is, whether it's to stay with him and get married or to take some time and pull back and really see this relationship for what it is. So we will pray hard. Feel those prayers. And if you feel comfortable, we feel so sorry for your loss. Can you give us your mom's first name? We want to put her in the book too. We want to pray for her as well.
Yes, her name was Renee, or is Renee.
Renee, yep. Mm-hmm. Beautiful name.
She was very holy.
Good.
She started our pro-life ministry at our parish in 2008. She started our rosary ministry. She was very, very active and such a light in my eyes. And I'm actually now the director of religious education at our parish.
Beautiful.
Oh, wonderful.
That's awesome. Thank you for doing that. But what are your thoughts, Jerry? I know we have to hit the pause button, but this is so important. I want Christina to make a good decision that she can feel confident that she made that choice.
Christina, I want to point to something you just said. You said my mom is a very holy woman. She's alive. She's more alive than she was before. And she is, you know, with the Lord. We hope and pray in heaven. If, you know, she's her prayers are efficacious for you right now as much as they were when she was on earth, if not more so. So maybe she is, you know, the one who's praying for you and getting the Holy Spirit to inspire you to rethink this whole thing. But I would just say, and we do have to take a break here, Christina, in just a second, but, you know, you sound like the kind of young lady that a lot of very wholesome, healthy, very devout, practicing Catholic men would love to have as a bride, you know, and as a, you know, a mother of his children. So that's just something to think about. You know, you've been with this gentleman, you said, for about 10 years. If you can just maybe stop and look out, you know, 10 more years, 20 more years, 30 more years, do you want to be, you know, in the same position of wondering, you know, if you are that light to him and turning his heart around or not? It could happen. We don't know. We were going to pray that God gives you the clarity, as Debbie said, mm-hmm, that you will make mm-hmm. the right decisions. But you've got, I think, a beautiful future ahead of you. And God, the Holy Spirit, is going to guide you and your guardian angel as well. So, and we would love to hear from you and down the road, Christina, anytime. Give us an update if you'd like to do that. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We'll be right back.
whom or what are you praying for? That's our show today. And here's the number to call in, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Christina, lots of prayers are going up for you already. A lot of the Take Two family is jumping into action. So I hope you feel those prayers and make a really good decision for yourself. Before we get back to the phones, Jerry, let me just do a shout out and congratulations to another EWTN radio partner. Iowa Catholic Radio, serving Iowa with 10 stations, is celebrating 19 years with us this week. Congratulations to Deacon Mark Campbell, Joe Teeling, and their great team at Iowa Catholic Radio, all from your friends here at EWTN.
Okay, very good. More prayers coming up. Eileen and the others, hang on. Julie is up next in Central Illinois, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Julie.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I wanted good. To call and ask for prayers for my daughter-in-law and son-in-law. My daughter-in-law is bipolar, which I think kind of plays into the whole situation. And they were married in the Catholic Church, and they have both decided to participate in an open marriage. So that is causing quite a bit of turmoil with the family, obviously. And I just would like to, you know, pray for spiritual healing for them.
How old are, can you give us an age range of this your son and daughter?
They're in their early 30s.
And they've both decided to be in an open marriage?
Well, my daughter-in-law first decided she was bisexual and wanted to have a girlfriend. And then as a result of that, my son said, I just want her to be happy, blah, blah, blah. And so then she's told him, if you want to date, you can too. So he says he has a girlfriend as well.
Oh, no.
So,
please tell me they don't have any, do they have any children?
They do. I have one granddaughter who's 8.
Are you able to have access to this granddaughter?
Yes, praise God, I am able to have access to her.
Good. Okay, so then you'll be the strong, solid influence there then.
I hope so.
Okay. Wow. We've got to pray. This is that's not, I mean, you can just look at these reality TV shows that they show where they've done this, and this is disastrous. It doesn't end well. It never works out well. And that's just, I shouldn't say well, never. I mean, I guess that's an extreme word, but it doesn't work out well. So we do have to pray. Definitely. Let's get the guardian angels involved to maybe it sounds like she needs some really good, solid professional help. What do you think, Jer?
Well, I was going to say something very similar to that. You know, there's obviously, you know, in any situation like this, there are wounds, traumas, things that people have experienced at some point in their lives that leave, you know, scars and wounds. And sometimes these things take a lot of time to heal. So, but yeah, I don't know if Julie, if there's any way, are they even interested in trying to maybe keep from going down this very unhealthy path that they're going through, maybe some professional help or anything?
No, I don't think they're interested right now. They both think it's okay to do this and that, you know, the whole societal thing. Everybody's doing it. Why not? Kind of thing.
The one major problem, as you can see, is it's not a good role model for their daughter. That's just and that's what's really sad is that's what they're doing in front of their daughter. So we've got to pray that your granddaughter stays protected and shielded from this, and hopefully with your influence, Julie, she'll be in that better position. So. It's tragic. You're right. And it's the culture. It's the world. It doesn't help that all these TV shows that are out there on these pay channel things and all this reality stuff, it's all trying to glamorize this kind of crazy lifestyles, and it's not going to work. It's not going to bring people happiness. And so, Julie, we are definitely going to God and asking him to really move mountains in this situation here.
Thank you. I truly appreciate it.
Yeah, and another thing, you know, if there's a silver lining here, Julie, the good news, if they were married in the church you said they were, then they have the grace of the sacrament that is still there. So let's hope and pray that God will send his grace to just have that grace of the sacrament just, I like to use the word, explode in their lives in a good sense, you know, just somehow, some way that the Holy Spirit, through the grace of that sacrament, will get to their consciences, because it's their consciences really that need to be jarred into a right way of thinking right now. So, all right, Julie, a lot of prayers from the Take-Two family around the world going up, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Julie. Thanks for trusting us with this. We take it seriously. Let's go to Eileen. Eileen's in Long Island, New York on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Eileen. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. You go right ahead.
So back in July, I had called in to let you know I was having knee surgery and knee replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was going along well until October when I was walking down my hall, and I have now broken my femur.
Had
to have emergency surgery in November. You know, it's healing, but not as quick as I would like, probably because right now I'm just frustrated. So I'm just asking for prayers that, you know, the femur heals well, that, you know, I can eventually get off the walker again and back to the cane. You know.
You got it.
Yeah. Eileen, if I can offer you a very personal anecdote that will hopefully give you some hope as well. I had a very dear friend that I was providing some care for, not a full-time caregiver, but he was a very dear friend, and he fell and shattered his femur at, I think, the age of 84 or 85, and the surgeon said it was the worst shattered femur he had ever seen. And within 18 months, that dear friend of mine was on a pilgrimage with me and Debbie and a bunch of other people in the Holy Land. So,
thank you.
Yeah. So, in mid 80s, and this gentleman, you know, recovered so beautifully from that. So, be confident in God. You know, be faithful to your physical therapy and whatever your professional providers encourage you to do. And we think you're going to see some good things, Eileen.
Thank you. I needed to hear that.
Oh, good. Praise God. All right, Eileen, thank you for the call, and we appreciate that so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Eileen, we got it all in the book. We're going to go to Marie next in Maryland on the EWTN app. Hi, Marie. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm also a first-time caller.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I should have. I listen regularly, and why I haven't called before, I don't know, because I certainly do need lots of prayers. So I'm asking for prayers essentially for my whole family, but just more specifically my husband and my son, and I'd like to share with Christine who called in that I ignored the red flags, okay, and I paid dearly for it throughout my marriage of 43 years, to the point where it made it very difficult for us to have a harmonious emotional or spiritual life with our children. And my son took the brunt of it. There was so much cognitive dissonance that he experienced that we just couldn't lead him and stabilize him. And it resulted in addictions and, you know, never growing in the faith. He married to a person who also never was grounded in the faith, and her family told us, you know, outright they didn't believe and had it was not a part of their lifestyle. And they are very, very affluent, and they, you know, have always been able to manage, control, keep themselves happy with materialism. And there couldn't be more of a discrepancy between our lifestyle and theirs. So, but my son has cut off 6 years. He has 3 children that we've never met. Mm. My husband has been struggling with being empowered to communicate with him, not knowing what to say at this juncture, because really our relationship with him has been fragmented for at least 20 years. He's 40 now, okay? Because of all these other things. And the silver lining is that my husband, who formerly hated the Catholic Church, became a convert 15 years ago. He has been growing steadily on his faith journey. So we don't have the cognitive dissonance anymore between us, which is a good thing. But we've lost a son and 3 grandchildren as a result. So, this is a huge mountain. This is like a huge mountain. His sisters aren't in communication with him on a regular basis because they're so horrified at how he's cut off everybody without, you know, what they think is reasonable. So, anyway, we have nowhere to go. There's no extended family. There's nothing to draw on. And I really do need the EWTN mm-hmm. family mm-hmm. to pray.
Absolutely. Okay, so a couple things. This is exactly why at the beginning of the show I shared how Dr. David Anders and I are going to be starting Family Matters for this exact reason. This is exactly what's happening with families all around the world. I understand it's up to 80, for this country, the U.S., I understand it's 85 million. So Marie, you're not alone. This is happening all around, and we've got to do something to support one another, like you said, and we're hoping that we can come up with our little angle of how to support the families and to get them to at least try to have some kind of reconciliation or some kind of peace through this. Marie, we put your whole family in the book, and you can count on us because we take this seriously. But what I would recommend is just a couple quick things on this to move this a little quicker. Number one, we're in the season of Advent. So it's a penitential season with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. If you can add some fasting and almsgiving, you want to fast and give, okay? So fasting and almsgiving, you want to add a little fasting to your regimen, your prayer regimen. Doesn't have to be fasting from food. And then I'd also like you to consider with your husband praying Lady Undoer of Knots, but continue to pray the Lady Undoer of Knots Novena until you see forward movement. Don't stop. Don't just finish it and then say, okay, we did it and check the box. Keep going with it because it's interesting that you chose to come on air with us with the name Marie. So it's to me, that's a clear indication from God that you should go to the Blessed Mother. So please do those couple things. We'll do our prayers on our part and let's see if we can move this or your son comes around or at least let you have some kind of relationship with the grandchildren. What do you say, Marie?
Oh, praise God. Yes. You know, absolutely. I will implement your suggestions. And, you know, I have grown spiritually saying, okay, God, it's not your will. Okay. So that's a good thing, you know, that's come out of it too. But at the same time, I know, oh my God, I've spent a whole lifetime trying to, you know, sacrifice and mm-hmm. tolerate the intolerable so our family at least could have some unity and stability. And I really believe that God wants that for all of us. So,
always remember this though. Yeah. Again, I had a great spiritual advisor, a spiritual director tell me this. God does want that for us, but remember it's all of life, this earthly life and then our eternal life. So think of the whole thing as life, right? Think of the whole thing. So God does want that. But remember, the work we do here prepares for what's to come, and that's for all of eternity. I know it's sad to believe me, Marie, I've been dealing with this for 18 years. I'm not far off from what you're talking about. So I understand the pain, the emotional pain that we carry as parents and grandparents. It's brutal. But I will tell you that when I was told this, it got me to look at the bigger picture, not just say, okay, I'm not going to have this earthly relationship with him. I looked at the whole spectrum, the whole line of how it's going to work with God. And that allows me to keep praying, to keep the hope, to keep the joy, knowing that if it happens to be on the other side of the veil, it'll all be made right. So I just want to give you that eternal hope, okay?
I do cling to that especially during Advent. Yeah.
Yeah, me Amen. Too. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. I'm okay. Right with you.
Thank
yeah.
you. God bless.
You're welcome, Marie. God bless you. Thank you. A lot of prayers, definitely. And a lot of other great shows on EWTN Radio. One of those is The Miracle Hunter, Saturday at 1 and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Robert Festigi on developments in the Mediatrix controversy. And producer Brandon Stanley on the new film Heart of a Servant. That's The Miracle Hunter every Saturday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and 7 in the evening Eastern Time here on EWTN Radio.
Okay, we're going to go to Mary Ann in Virginia, and Mary Ann is listening on Holy Family Communications. Hi, Mary Ann. Welcome to our prayer show.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm the Mary Ann that your Jersey sister, Debbie.
I know. Hi, Marianne. I was waiting for you to continue. I was going to say, hey, Marianne, how's it going?
Good. Doing good. Thank you. Just a couple quick things. I just wanted to ask if you could put my mother in the prayer book. She passed away in September, but she was 92 years old, and she had a long and full life. So for that, we are grateful. And she was very religious. She was very dedicated. She was a rosary warrior, actually. And so I just wanted to know if you could put her name in the book. And I, as far as our daughter, I had written that one story for the book that you and Jerry had put out about
Trustful
the
Surrender.
Children. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's still a prodigal. She is a tough nut, but I try to keep a close relationship with her, and I pray for her every day, but, you know, it's been a long time. But I figure I'm just going to keep going. Maybe I won't see it on this side of the my lifetime, but maybe someday when I'm gone, she'll turn around, but I just keep at it as much as I can.
Right. Well, that confirms what I was just sharing with our previous caller, and that's so true, just to keep going. Like with Marie and her situation, we may not see it on this side of the veil, Marianne, but we keep going. Marianne, can you give us your mom's name? And we're so sorry for your loss. I know 92 is a long life, but it's hard to lose a mom.
Yes. And she was kind of at the point where she was ready to go. I know that sounds terrible, but she was. She was always like, I'm ready to go. I'm just like, okay, but you have to wait for God, Mom. That's just how it is. her first name is Rose.
Rose, that's and, what I thought. Okay.
My mother was actually born in Germany, and it was interesting when she was in the dying process, she switched over to speaking completely in German. And apparently she was saying the rosary in German, and I didn't really know what she was saying because she didn't pray it in German with us when we were growing up. It was English. So, but she was like dedicated to it. I mean, her final hours, when she was still able to speak, she was still praying that rosary, even though it was in German. I figured out what she was
beautiful.
Saying.
Wow. That's amazing.
How beautiful. Yeah.
So I actually have a real good feeling about her passing. I feel like, you know, she was just so dedicated to the rosary and to Mary and to God that I just feel like, you know, hopefully she skipped purgatory and is resting with the Lord, because that's what she wanted.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no feeling really quite like having a loved one pass away and you feel confident of their, you know, spiritual state when they passed away. It's so very, very important. God is so gracious and merciful and gentle at the end of life. We've all experienced that as we've seen loved ones pass away. So, Marianne, thank you so much. The prayers will continue for your mother and for you and all of your family as you, you know, walk this path in the loss of your mother, okay?
Thank you, and also keep my daughter in your prayers I'm at God every day for it, so I'm hoping eventually he will soften, maybe with age. We'll see what happens.
Absolutely. We love you, Marianne. Thank you so much. Have a blessed Advent.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Take care, guys.
Okay, God bless.
Thank you. Beautiful call.
Couple of YouTube comments real quickly.
Sure.
Hello to those of you watching on social media. Vicky on YouTube wants prayers for a longtime friend, Maureen, who has passed. For our deacon, August, who has Parkinson's, and for the conversion of souls. And Lisa on YouTube says, thank you, Jerry and Debbie. You're welcome. I'm asking for prayers for my husband recovering from knee replacement surgery and my mom who has dementia, and that her husband will choose the best care road to take. So.
A lot of heavy things that people are dealing with. Denise is up next in Arkansas on the EWTN app. Hi, Denise.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, you go right ahead.
Caller. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm calling for prayers for my brothers. I have an older brother, James, who's an alcoholic, and I've been trying to help him, and it's just not gone well. He keeps falling down and drinking again, and so Thanksgiving I kind of said I wasn't going to help him anymore and walked away, and I'm just struggling over that because I'm, you know, the more you try to help, sometimes the worse it gets. So it's sad. And then my younger brother David is kind of going on that same path, I'm afraid. Hopefully he'll see what the end result will be and he'll turn away, but would just love for you to pray for both of those. people, David and James.
Denise, just real quickly, since you have two brothers struggling with this, they're obviously looking for something that is trying to relieve their pain. They've got to get to what that pain is. So please, if we can pray that they, the right professional people come into view, or if somebody could influence them somehow to get to these organizations or platforms or programs that can help them to get to the source of this, because they're obviously looking to numb themselves somehow and to get relief from whatever pain they're struggling with. And that's, it's so unfortunate, especially, you know, when women do it. It's tragic because women like to talk to other women and they can get some of their feelings out to other women, and that's a good thing. And it's very tragic. But when men do this, it is just so difficult because they go into themselves, they go into their cave, and they just feel like they have the remedy to fix this through alcohol. It's dangerous, and we just have to pray that they wake up and they realize they need that help. And so prayer is definitely needed for your two brothers, definitely.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Now you're very welcome, Denise. Great sister you are to get the whole world praying for your brothers. So thank you for calling, Denise. We appreciate that. Going to go to Christy next. Christy is calling from the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Christy. Thanks for your patience.
Hello. This is my first time calling.
Oh, well, welcome.
Wow, we have so many today. Thank you.
Yeah, I was listening on the radio, and my heart just was like, I got a call today. My main prayer is for my adult children. They are not actively pursuing God, and they're not, they're living good lives, and, you know, they're doing the adult things, and they're, my oldest has her children in Catholic school at St. Margaret's in Riverton, and so that's, you know, all good choices, but, you know, their life issues that come up, you know, good or bad, they're not, like, faithfully, you know, traveling through life, and I'm just praying that they'll realize that, you know, they can do anything through God, and God will be the main person that has their back, and, you know, any struggle, it's going to be okay, because God is, you know, with just a prayer away. But the main reason I called is because my 18-year-old daughter is in college, and she was selected out of all the kids in Wyoming. There was only 40 spots, and so she got into the nursing program, which was, you know, a big surprise. And then, you know, everything just started going for her, and the scholarships came through, and she just, you know, and it's just like in awe, like, wow, look what she's doing. And she's, you know, but now she's there, and she's, you know, mom's not there, and she has, you know, whatever choices she can have over there, and she hasn't even stopped by the Newman Center, and that's a really nice Catholic program they have for the UW students. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And every time I ask her, did you go? And she says, no. And, you know, and now she took a night job, and she got her own car and all of this. But now, you know, everything's probably hitting her because, you know, time management, and, you know, she has to be the adult and go talk to her instructor because I think she's still behind. And she also has sleep apnea. So I don't know if a night shift is good for her because, you know, and you know, and I'm like the mom here concerned, and I'm trying to reach out to her, but I kind of feel like she's kind of shut the door a little and not really wanting to hear what mom has to say. And I just wanted to ask for prayers for her and for all the other college students that have went through this. And
yeah, it's a common path, Christy, unfortunately. You know, you have said a few things that give us hope, and I think you can hold on to them as being hopeful as well. You mentioned, you know, that your children say they believe. They're not necessarily going to Mass right now. Thing is, it's just, it's taken a backseat to other things, like you said, that they're doing in their lives at this point. But those seeds are there, and that's what we need to hold on to. You know, we need to hold on to the hope that the seeds that you planted are there, and that they, you know, they turn this, you know, what they claim is a belief in God, and so they just need to convert that into, you know, action, you know, mm-hmm. and at some point return to mm-hmm. going to Mass and receiving the sacrament. Mm-hmm. So that's what our prayer is going to be, Christy, for your children and for you and for all of your family.
Absolutely. Christy, thank you for calling. Please call us again. Tina and Genevieve and Greg and Renee, we put in all of your prayer intentions in the prayer book. Please know that. We are getting some comments about the Family Matters group that I mentioned. That's at standtalltoday.com. The wait list is going there for Family Matters and for the caregiving community with Michelle Johnson. So please check it out. Jerry, this has been a wonderful and deep show.
Yeah, Marianne in Chicago, I got your email, your prayer intentions. Those are going up as well. Thank you, Take Two family. Thank you, the show team, Matt, Michael, and Pedro today. Tomorrow, who do you know that really deserves to be blessed by God? We're going to talk about that. Until then, we want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day, and we'll talk to you real soon.